It is no secret voters are angry and cynical. The notorious gridlock in Washington that's brought the country to its knees with budget showdowns. The fact that Michigan lawmakers have returned to their summer vacations and no roads deal. But as Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes points out, the State House found time to devote to a seedy sex scandal. Daniel, what have you been thinking as you've watched the Corser Gamrat soap opera unfold?
Well, I think it's an embarrassment, and it's embarrassment on multiple levels. It's an embarrassment that you have two representatives who have apparently done what they've done and misled a lot of people. People who came into office being very sanctimonious, Tea Party folks, and destroyed their political credibility. And it's also embarrassing in terms of the fact that the legislature adjourns without dealing with the single biggest and most important public policy issue facing the state right now that voters want action on, and that's some kind of compromise that moves forward on a roads and bridge rebuilding package. It's critical in this state, and it's ironic that a state that put America on wheels can't get its act together to put together a roads package. I think it speaks to the dysfunction in Lansing. It speaks to the problems with term limits. It speaks to the problems with people that don't have any experience in legislating and are far more interested in what their next job or what their next campaign is going to be than they are in doing their jobs.
Your recent column ties a lot of this into this deeper question, which is what is behind the apparent Teflon suit Donald Trump wears? Because it seems that he can say and do virtually anything. It doesn't hurt his approval ratings. And then on the other side, we have Bernie Sanders. What do you think?
Well, I think if I had to finger one common denominator in all of these things, it would be a lack of seriousness on the part of public policy and lawmakers and people who are in the political sphere. They get so caught up in politically correct sideshows, but absolutely ignore a lot of major public policy challenges facing both at the state and national level. And I think that's one of the reasons that people are so sick and tired of it. I think it's another reason why on the left you have Bernie Sanders, who's railing with his economic populism message, and Trump on the right, who is also pushing some very nativist issues on immigration and also just talking back to people and trying to put them in their place. And I find it interesting, although not entirely surprising, that people like that. Because I think that's kind of the age we live in now. People sit behind their computers or on their tablets and just tap things out, and it goes out into the ether, and nobody's going to come touch them.
Yeah.
You know, if you said that to somebody on the street, you might get punched in the face. But people are used to doing that, and they're cheering that on, but it shows the height of celebrity, I think, how important celebrity is in our culture. And I think it's the flip side of it is it's unserious.
And then you stop and you think of the good elected officials, the ones who sincerely want to serve their state, serve their country, and you wonder, how do they rise above this lowest common denominator fueled by social media and cable news and so many call-in shows? How do they rise above that noise?
I don't really know. I think that's the thing that's vexing a lot of people, is if this support is real and turns out to be real, if Donald Trump goes into these caucuses and primaries and he wins Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, as the polls suggest he might in today or tomorrow or next week, I think that thing takes on a whole life of its own. I think the question that people have to ask themselves is, what are these people really saying? Is bragging and insults a way to govern? I don't think that it is. And, you know, we've seen some of that from the current incumbent in the White House in some ways. And I think there have been a lot of people that are very concerned with the way that's gone as well. So, but I think it's all indicative of the culture in which we're operating. And it's largely unserious and is ignoring a lot of difficult problems in part because they're too hard.
And if so many of these politicians that we're talking about, that lack of seriousness and that lack of being able to work together, if they were in the corporate world running corporations or divisions?
Oh, they'd be out of a job. I mean, or boards of directors would be sued for lack of fiduciary oversight. You know, you just can't get away with this in the real corporate world. And I know there are people out there listening that are going to say politics are different and it's not the corporate world. But a lot of the same policies apply and a lot of the same principles apply in terms of management, managing revenue and expense and spending, debt, all those kinds of things that you do in the corporate world, you're still doing in the political world. But you're judged, and you're judged by what you do, not by what you say, not the positions you take on some comment that somebody made. You're judged by what you do.
Isn't it interesting, though, Donald Trump is running saying, look at my successful businesses, and I can make that work in Washington.
Well, but how many times has he declared bankruptcy?
Yeah.
I mean, his track record is not as stellar as he would have people believe, and nor is his philosophical worldview in terms of some of the positions he's taken and the relationships he's had with various politicians, including Democrats. I mean, he will even admit that he's been, you know, in a Democratic city his whole professional life, and he, until very recently, was a Democrat. Now, if he was somebody else trying to run for the Republican nomination, how much traction do you think he'd get if he wasn't a reality TV star?
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. Always great talking with you, Daniel. Thank you.
Thanks.